You're listening to Money FM, a station of SPH Radio, Singapore's fastest growing radio network.
The Bigger Picture with Ryan Huang.
It's been quite a roller coaster ride this week for investors, especially if you've been trading the US stocks on Wall Street. We've been seeing some huge swings, and we had another big one last night with the Dow staging a comeback from more than 600 points down to finish 250 points in the green. What can we expect in the markets today? And as we close out 2018, let's get a bigger picture from Stephen Innes. He is the head of trading for APAC at Oenda. Morning, Stephen. How's your week going?
Hello, Ryan. It's been a roller coaster, to say the least.
Quite an emotional roller coaster this week for investors in the market, especially if you're trading Wall Street. One moment, the market's bleeding over 600 points. If you go for a coffee break, it's back up again in 2 hours' time. Has it been harder to make sense of the markets these days?
Well, you know, from my perspective, fundamentals don't really justify these extreme moves. And what I mean by that is simply the U.S. economic data, although we had a little bit of weakness in the consumer sentiment last night, doesn't really point a negative, completely negative picture in the U.S. Likewise in China, although we're getting weaker data, GDP is still probably going to come in around 6.2%, which is not anywhere near recessionary levels relative to the panic that's hitting the markets. But I think what we have to be cognizant of here is just how harmful markets are when sentiment slides. It seems that the investors are taking disproportionate downside tangents every time there's a weaker economic data out. And even some of the more subtle signs that are coming out of the U.S. administration and also the feds that are trying to talk the markets up, these are being viewed as signs of weakness. And I think investors are using these, which typically should be supportive, to sell again. So the market's in a bit of a quandary right now.
So a lot of investors selling into the rally. We'll touch on the China data in just a while. Stephen, how much more downside do you think there is in the markets with all the things that we need to worry about right now and the year ahead?
Well, I think the biggest problem we're facing right now is the time of year, and I think you correctly elaborated on that. Right now, a lot of big institutional investors aren't really pushing back on market moves to the downside, whereas traditionally they would be, you know, buyers at these incredible dips, and the issue is that most of them have closed shops. And what guys are left in the markets right now are just basically trading on these exaggerated trends, given they know liquidity is quite small and they'll get some exaggerated bounces. I think what we have to wait for is for volumes to pick up again in the new year and more robust trading environments to really dictate what's going on. In the meantime, I think the frenzy factor is going to really dictate trading both up and down. And I think one thing that we have to be careful of is that moves can cut both ways, good and bad, in this market. So it's you have to trade lightly and be very, very careful because you can get caught either on a good short position or a good long position. As we saw, as you mentioned, step away, you grab a coffee, and you come back, and the market's reversed out 600 points. No. So, you know, that's the point here.
Yeah, Stephen Innes, head of trading for Asia Pacific at Oenda, on the line with us. Stephen, let's compare this year's December versus last year. How different is it at this time of the year? How much of a factor is the year-end portfolio rebalancing and maybe even window dressing by some of the funds where they try to make their year-end reports look better?
I think the rebalancing act's always a factor, and it may be part of the reason we had such a big rebound on equities was we were sort of anticipating some moves by some of the larger funds out of bonds into equities. Generally, what they do at this time of year is they adopt a strategy for taking profit on their best performers while rebalancing target positions with assets that have been trading quite weak. Now, for me, that would make sense to get out of bonds because they've been doing very well over the last 3 months, whereas equities have tanked. So I think that's part and parcel to what we saw today, but not guaranteed, but it certainly has all the hallmarks of that. But comparing this year to last year, we've just got such an intense laundry list of issues that are addressing us. You know, we've got Brexit coming to a head. We have trade wars remaining front and center. But we've also got these issues coming out of D.C. And, you know, one of the things that we're really concerned about is that the noise has ratcheted up a lot, especially when we take into consideration Trump berating the Fed, Mnuchin coming out with his plunge committee. Mm-hmm. That was another negative for the market, by the way. I was absolutely shocked because nobody was thinking about liquidity issues at that point. But what we have to be very careful of is the noise in D.C. is going to get nastier when in late January the Democrats are officially going to take office, and then we're going to have a lot more of these Trump investigations going on, and it's just going to be loud. My view is we have to be very careful out of the gates in 2019. I think the landscape's going to be very fragile, unlike early 2018, where the market was anticipating positivities from the Trump spend in fiscal. Perhaps this year we could be looking at a reversal where those stimulus efforts are starting to fade.
Good point on noise out of Washington, even some conflicting signals. One of the signals we're looking at is out of China. Some bad news on the data front, Stephen. China's industrial profits suffered the first annual loss in 3 years. We've been expecting a slowdown in China for quite some time now. How much will the markets react to this?
You know, it sort of shifted market sentiment yesterday. Like, there was a fairly positive carryover into Asia based on the massive rally we had on the Dow. We're up 1,000 points plus day prior, and it sort of put markets to a grinding halt for the most part. We saw oil markets start to come off, predictably, because as China economy churns, so does the anticipation of oil price movements. This is given the fact that China's such a large consumer or importer of oil. But really, when we're looking at industrial profits, it tells me one clear thing, and that is China's industry will be reticent to reemploy cash back into their own companies again. They're going to keep that money for a rainy day, as opposed to reinvesting right now. And actually right now, because the economy is weak, this is when investments need to happen. But I think this is why we're seeing China regulators coming to the fore here. They're encouraging banks, and they're providing liquidity banks to lend money out to small, medium-sized enterprises, which is a positive. And we're also seeing waves of tax reform coming into China, where they're offering up substantial tax cuts to consumers. Whether this is enough to right the ship in 2019, I think the war chest that China has is quite significant. They'll basically tweak monetary policy accordingly, and I think we're going to see the ship right. Now, I don't have a crystal ball when this is going to happen, but I think gradually, as trade wars fade, which we're hoping will come to some type of conclusion in the new year, along with added stimulus from China, in concert with the Fed pause likely to the mid of 2019, all this should be supportive for the growth climate and hopefully equity markets.
Now, a lot of things to look out for in 2019, Stephen. Well, have a good weekend and a new year in advance, Stephen.
Thanks very much, Ryan. Have a good day.
Well, thank you so much, Stephen Innes, Head of Trading for Asia Pacific at Owender, on the bigger picture.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance. Money FM 89.3.